Dr. Diane Madfiss is with us, and she is a board-certified dermatologist. She is the smartest woman I know.
No, you are.
And we met because I was working on a television show, and you were the expert on the show. And every time you came on, I was like, that woman is amazing. And we've had you on every incarnation of this show that we've had for all these years, because you're so smart, and you always have great information. And I would love our audience to have a little piece of your brain whenever they can. So we're going to ask you, I had some questions about dermatology and vaccinations and all kinds of other things. But as we were coming on the air right now, Anthony and I were talking about, somebody we don't like. So Anthony said he hopes she gets COVID. I said, maybe just crabs.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Right. And he said, crabs isn't a thing anymore. People don't get crabs. And then you popped up. So we thought, you know what, let's start with that. Do people still get crabs? And also, you started saying that because everyone's been inside, now they're outside having it off with everybody they possibly can and not being safe. So answer all those questions.
No problem. So crabs, yeah, it's real. It's there. But the bigger problem is actually syphilis and HPV and herpes. I can't believe we're talking about this. But you know what? We should be. Because, you know, it used to be, think that, Cooper, you are so good at what you do. And I am so lucky to be here. So thank you.
Thank you.
Think back to a long time ago with HIV and unprotected sex. And we were so, you know, it was in our heads. Okay. You don't want to get AIDS. You don't want to get HIV. And now with other forms of birth control and medications that are pretty good for that, now it's not as in the forefront. So people are having unprotected sex and they're spreading it. It's actually, as I said before, the highest it's been in 6 years. Because people are reaching out. You know, there's effects of being inside and in isolation, and sometimes people flip and go the other way, and that is what we're seeing right now.
Wow. I'm speechless, because I just figured, you know, oh my God, thank God I didn't get COVID, but now I'm going to get herpes. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that, I feel like either you're safe in general as a human being, or you just aren't. So I think that's really interesting.
I think it has to do with being respectful to other people. Like, if you think you're a carrier or, you know, have protected sex, you know, go have fun, but just do it in a safe way.
So I thought once you've been away from people for so long, you just want to stay that way. You don't want to get near
it's
anybody.
It's just you, Anthony.
Oh, it's just me. I just don't want to be near anybody.
The main reason why I want to have you on, there were two stories I saw in the news that were relevant to your industry. The first one was that there were some incidents of people that had gone and gotten Botox and lip fillers and then got vaccinated. And then there was an interaction between the vaccination and the Botox or the lip fillers. So have you heard that? Is that a problem? Should people get Botox and then wait to get vaccinated, or the opposite, or is there no connection whatsoever?
Okay, let's break it apart, because let's start with Botox. So we know, because so many people have had COVID and been vaccinated, there's no problem with Botox and vaccinations. Okay,
oh, great. Okay.
So that's off the table. And in fact, more people, when they first came out of the lockdown, came in for Botox because it was what you saw. Everyone was in their mask, but you saw around the eyes, you saw the forehead, and everyone was seeing their wrinkles. So Botox, check. No problem. The fillers. So what happened was, in the initial trials of the vaccine, some people had, it was very few number, had swelling in areas that they had been injected with fillers in the past. In the past, I'm talking, could have been years ago or 6 months ago. So it was very nonspecific. We think it had to do with the type of filler, but we saw it across all the different categories. But the nice part is that it's reversible and it's a temporary effect. So the recommendation that the American Society of Derm Surgery came out with is to wait 2 weeks after you get your second vaccine if you're in one of the ones that has two. If you're in one that is one, then you're fine after 2 weeks. And they really tried to look at trends to see, but the most important, reversible, safe, hold off on your filler just a little bit longer. And you won't have an issue.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good to know. And the second question I have for you, this is really in the news. This was a big story. I mean, I saw it in the Post. I saw it in the Daily Mail. It was literally everywhere, that people are rushing, that dermatologists and plastic surgeons, you can't get an appointment. That it's like, it's crazy. Because I would think like during COVID, during lockdown, people were like, I'm in, it doesn't matter. You probably, you know, it was probably crickets at your place. But is that true? Are you busy like crazy? And when did that start?
Okay, so let's go back, because right after the lockdown was opened, plastic surgeons were swamped because everyone was still isolating. They were kind of hiding. You could put anything under a mask and not see it. So surgical procedures went through the roof. Okay. Now, as the masks are coming down and as people are going to have to move away from that filter on Zoom,
right?
They want to look better. They need to look better. Well, they want to feel better, and everyone wants a little bit of a pick me up. So we are all swamped, but it's not only, I'm in New York, it's not only here, it's across the country that everyone just wants to pick up kind of where they left off. One problem though, for a lot of people, it's been about a year, almost a year and a half. So it's taking a little bit more to kind of get them back to where they used to be. Ugh. Plus, you know, COVID took a toll emotionally, and it does show in your face as well. So swamped, I agree with you 100%. Plus, you can still hide your bruising under your mask.
Oh,
yeah, so
that's
it's
great.
Like multiple benefits. And then if you're going to go out and try to avoid the crabs, you really do want to look good.
It's right. I mean, those two things have to go together, right? Like, I'm inside, you know, I'm finally ready to go out. I look like crap. I want to get laid. Like, I got to start with you first.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You just want to look good. But the biggest, it was interesting because in the beginning, when people first came back, it was more the upper part of the face. And now it's more the lower part of the face and the jowl and the neck. Mm. And I'm just so busy tightening everyone back up again. You know, also with weight gain, you know, people gained some COVID weight. And so their faces got a little heavier. So now people are trying to get that off at the same time, and they're hollowing in their cheeks a little bit. Oh. So, but then, you know what? The challenging part for me is everybody's face is so different. And what bothers someone in one way doesn't bother the other. But when I look objectively, it's that little jowl right around that underneath that chin and the neck where it's really come down on people. You know, elastin, collagen, aging, stress all has an effect on our collagen and our skin and our tightening. And I know you hear me preach about this, but, you know, taking good care of your skin goes such a long way. And in COVID, you know, people were given a break. It's like, you know what? I don't have to put the makeup on. I don't have to do this. I'm behind a mask. And that's good. But I think it's a perfect time now to re-jumpstart your skin.
Right, right. But that's the thing. So since people were in, they weren't out in the sun. So we're seeing also less incidence of skin cancer?
It's kind of a mix. So I'm predicting that I'm going to see a big surge probably in about 3 years. So what happened is because the minute they could go outside, they went outside and everyone got out of the routine of putting their sunblock on. So lots of initial burns again, which then we see skin cancer rates later on. Plus also people didn't go for their screenings. So where people might have had something percolating or starting or growing, now it's there. So
I was the only idiot who still went for I had my cholesterol checked with that doctor. I had my skin checked. What else did I do? I had my teeth cleaned. Like I went for all the things that they're like, you know, only call your doctor in an emergency. I'm like, I haven't had my teeth cleaned in like 4 months. Like that's an emergency.
That's up there. Yeah.
Are people less interested in liposuction now, since really the world only sees us from the chest up?
No, because now what's happening is everyone is leaving. They're going out. They're going to date. But it also warm weather is coming. So there's been a huge surge in body contouring and body tightening. Mm. So liposuction I love because you go in and you suck the fat out and it's great. As long as someone's weight is stable and they exercise. But there's so many non-invasive ways to tighten and melt fat. M-Sculpt.
List them.
Tell us. Tell
list
everything,
them all.
Yeah, everything non-surgical that we could do for our faces and bodies, go.
Right.
Okay. Face. Right now. So radio frequency, microneedling. Amazing.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, it's a godsend to jowls. So what happens is the needles go through the skin, and underneath the skin, you deposit energy, and it turns on these heat shock proteins that stimulate collagen, and you get contraction, and the microneedle helps with the surface. They go by so many different names. You'll hear like secret RF, you'll hear profound, you'll hear Morpheus, intensive, Vyvanse. I mean, so many different types. And they all work about the same way. The idea is to stimulate your own collagen production to get that tightening. They take series of treatments and you space them out a couple weeks, but it's minimal downtime. And that's the good part, is that, you know, to all of a sudden someone's got to, you know, lay low for 5 days when they can finally start doing things, that doesn't work either. So right. That was why we saw the big surge in the beginning. And now it's, okay, get me looking good fast. And I'm like, okay, so you do like immediate, you put your fillers in, you know,
does it hurt the microneedling?
So topical numbing is also our friend.
Okay. All right.
And
okay.
So, and then you can also do nerve blocks and Pronox, which is laughing gas. I have patients using the office also now. So anything you can really do to try and take the edge off, because you want to turn on that collagen because you want tightening. I don't want tightening just for a week. I'm like, you know what? Take care of this and then be good for a year.
Right.
And because you're busy, you have other things you got to do right now and you got to live life.
Right.
So all that works really nicely. The neck, let's move down a little bit.
Okay.
So we've gone to our gel. Now we're at the neck. The skin, yes, protected from the sun. So happy. However, the crepey and the crinkling, and I'm telling you, people haven't been putting their neck creams on. Retin-A. So Fraxel. I like Fraxel resurfacing. Let's tighten up that skin. You can do what we just spoke about, the radio frequency microneedling, if you feel like it, because it's very good. But to really get good tightening, I think Fraxel does a better job. It all depends on your skin type also. And some people's necks are just thin as they age. So we'll put a little filler in them. You could put Sculptra, Bellatero. You choose your filler depending on what you want to do. Do you want to lift? Do you want to put a little bit of a cushion under there? You know, everyone's been bending down their neck. They have those call them necklace bands. So you can, with a very small little cannula, just feed a little bit of a hyaluronic acid in there. Some of the at-home devices don't quite go deep enough.
Right.
So I think if you're going to really address it, just go for it.
Have you ever, so if a patient comes in and says, I just want to get a little good crow's feet here, just give me a little Botox. Do you look at their face and go, yeah, definitely going to do that. But I see a little something here and I see a little something there. And the opposite, do people say, look at all this? And you're like, wow, what am I looking at?
So it's a slippery road because, you know, a person can have, say, you know, 50 wrinkles on their face, but they're only bothered by 3. You don't want to make them self-conscious by the 47. Okay.
Right.
But, you know, if I'm seeing something and they want to project a certain image and confidence, or, you know, there's a lot of people interviewing for jobs right now also.
Right.
Okay. So that's also in a play. If I'm asked in a nice way, I will gently explain that, you know what, that one line is kind of attached to something else. So, and it's really, you're not going to, like, if you're, for example, you're cleaning a room, you're not going to clean like a corner. You're going to kind of want to straighten up everything in that area.
Right.
unless you move a shelf to cover it. You know,
Windex.
Now, I find that most, it's twofold of the spectrum. Someone's like, you know what, just make this one line better. Or, you know, okay, I just want clean slate. But I really think there's a middle in there that most people should be really happy with.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah, my plan is to come in and just be like, just do it. Whatever you see, just do it.
No problem.
Just have at it. I can't look at my face. And that's the other thing. I think, I feel like, at least for me, because so much we've been doing is on Zoom, and not just the show, but also like meetings and getting together with people. I am sick of looking at myself. I really am. Like, I thought selfies were annoying. And if you look at my Instagram now, it's mostly pictures of like my dogs and other people. I am sick of my own face. It's crazy.
I second that. I'm sick of my face.
Like, I just feel like, you know, I'm done with me. I've had it with me, you know?
It's interesting, but what you see on your own Zoom is not so much what the rest of the other people are seeing when they see you in real life. So it really is a 3D view.
True.
So what bugs, but what I'm saying is something that may bug you. It's
that
really
girl,
not there.
Though.
It's not there. It's really not there. I think the biggest impact is going to be on young people, because the young people were so used to the selfies. And now with the Zoom and all the video, I'm worried we're going to have a complex with all these people who were staring at themselves on school Zoom all the time.
Right. That's true.
So I can't wait to break that and just, because we don't want them worrying about their little lines so young. They
need
to enjoy other things in life right now. Social interaction with people.
So,
you know, I'm glad. Okay, you go ahead, Anthony.
So are the patients getting younger and younger? Now, are you seeing that?
We've been having a young trend with millennials for I'd probably say the last almost 5 years, because companies actually are helping us also. So as technology changes and gets more advanced, it also gets a little bit softer. So you can actually do small little interventions that make a little bit and aim for prevention. Now, I think young is too young. And if someone doesn't need something, you shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the costs have come down a lot. So what used to be out of range for people, there's a little more earlier intervention.
This is why I love you, because I remember when I first came to you, you said to me, I was like, should I do this, this, this? You said, let's talk when you're like 40. And I was like, do you have a time machine? Because I was like 42. I was like, I'd already turned 40 and I'd been 40 for a little while. And you were like, let's talk when you're 40. And I was like, I shouldn't even think I'm 40. Love her.
If I could get someone to take care of their skin now, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're going to age amazing and less cancers and less everything. Like, it's, and you know, when your skin looks good, you just feel good too. But it's all together. Diet, exercise, you know, the sleep. I think the sleep deprivation really wrinkled a lot of people.
Right. The stress more than anything else. I mean, I slept a ton, but I stressed out when I was awake.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a little bit of science. So
okay, yes, please.
Stress goes up, the cortisol levels go up, and they trigger enzymes that actually break down your collagen. So there is a correlation between stress and wrinkling, and that's why we're taking deep breaths and meditating.
And zen.
We want to get more zen.
Right.
I don't think that's true at all, because Cooper would look like she's 98 years old now, because all she does is stress about everything.
Everything. So. Like, you missed yesterday's show, but yesterday I was telling him the story that I had this whole thing with Lindt chocolate, because they gave me chocolate that went bad. And I literally wasted 6 months of my life freaking out about this incident with the chocolate.
So now we learn you're ruining your face.
I'm ruining my face stressing out over stupid stuff like
you're ruining
chocolate.
Your face over chocolate.
Can you get some non-spoiled chocolate?
That's what she's trying to do.
That was that's what I'm trying to do. Like, why must all the chocolate have that coating on it and be spoiled?
Got it. So, yeah. Cooper, there is acute stress and then there's chronic stress. So people use chronic stress to actually stimulate their endorphins. So I actually think you're in that category, and it gives you a little more energy on things, which doesn't give as much damage as that acute stress to the skin. So,
okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
You're in a good place. You're good.